The Resolutions Committee met this morning under the able leadership of Chancy Fleet. It was a fairly well-attended meeting. It was a breakfast meeting, and we needed to bring in an extra table. So I was kind of pleased with that. I considered two resolutions, and they are going to be presented to you now for your consideration by the chair of that committee, Chancy Fleet. Chancy, it's yours.
Two of my own. Thanks for the mic, Mike.
You're welcome. You want me to go away now?
Yes,
I'll
please. I'm sure he's never heard that before. Thank you to everybody that got up super early to join us in Policy Craft this morning. I have two resolutions for your consideration. And here comes Resolution 2017-01. Hold on to your hats. This is a long one. Whereas the task assessing secondary completion, TASC, is an assessment used to grant high school equivalency to students in New York. And whereas the New York State Education Department has, in 2017, awarded Data Recognition Corporation a new multi-year contract under which Data Recognition Corporation will continue to administer the task throughout the state. And whereas statewide use of this test over the course of the previous contract has surfaced a panoply of barriers to equitable access for blind test takers, including missing or inadequate tactile representation and description of graphics, missing or inadequate accessibility features in the computer-based version of the test, and missing descriptions of graphical content in the audio version of the test, so that test takers must intermingle use of the audio test with use of a human reader. And whereas task candidates can assess their readiness for the test and their strengths and weaknesses in relation to its content using a readiness assessment that can be purchased by the organizations where they are studying, and whereas Data Recognition Corporation does not provide this readiness assessment in an accessible format, and whereas the New York State Commission for the Blind has been engaging with New York State Education Department leadership about these issues and a way forward towards remediating them. And whereas the State Rehabilitation Council to the New York State Commission for the Blind has also been engaging with New York State Education Department officials. And whereas that engagement has included a written request by the State Rehabilitation Council for a clarification letter from the New York State Education Department to bidders about accessibility standards in relation to existing state and federal law pursuant to the New York State Education Department request for proposal upon which Data Recognition Corporation's contract award is based. And whereas a clarification letter was not issued and accessibility standards are not being met in the new contract, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York and the City of Albany on this 19th day of November that this organization commend the New York State Commission for the Blind for its willingness to advocate to New York State Education Department on this issue and to help bring involved parties into dialogue. But, therefore, be it further resolved that this organization demands that the New York State Education Department take full responsibility for managing its contract with Data Recognition Corporation in such a way that administration of the task comes into compliance with existing state and federal laws regarding accessibility standards. And be it further resolved that this organization reminds Data Recognition Corporation that the absence of specific language or the presence of vague language on accessibility standards in any contract is no defense against practices and processes that violate state and federal law. And be it further resolved that in recognition of the great degree to which the task stands between blind people and the careers and higher education to which they aspire, and the added difficulty that task takers face as learners outside both the K-12 and higher education systems, this organization affirms our commitment to blind task candidates to secure their equity of access to the test itself and to readiness assessments and other preparatory materials. Committee recommends to pass.
Any discussion on this resolution? Questions to the chair? Julie?
Would you like me to answer?
Yeah, please.
Or would you? Okay.
The question was directed to you,
so
to the chair.
This is not yet last year's resolution. This is definitely a variation on last year's issue. Some progress has been made. For example, there is now an audio version of the test where initially task takers were told that they could have print or Braille, and if they didn't read Braille, they would just need to learn it. So there has been movement, and this resolution is not exactly the same as resolutions in prior years. And this resolution rolls in information about the current state of play, progress that's being made, what's happening with the commission, and where the remaining pain points are.
Sabrina?
I think this is a great resolution. What I, in terms of, it says, you know, elementary, I guess, K-1, whatever, and then up to higher education. Can we be more specific? Because when I say higher education, sometimes it's not, you know, they seem to feel that in college or in grad school, et cetera, that they do not need to offer the same, you know, services, et cetera. Can we be, like, very specific as to exactly how we want to have them look at this issue? And I'm glad that progress is being made. But I do think that, you know, we can try to be more specific.
Sabrina, that line specifically highlights the fact that if you are pursuing your high school equivalency, you're not in a K-12 system, which means you're not kindergarten through grade 12, which means you don't have an IEP, you don't have that circle of support, and you're also not at a college or university usually, which means that you don't have a disability services office and you don't have that circle of support. This line is our attempt to document that if you're not K-12 and you're not higher ed, but you are instead pursuing your high school equivalency, you fall into a sort of donut hole of doom where you don't have structures of support, and it's especially important that we as an organization support you. Exactly. So I should have said that in response to your question. This is about exactly that, the successor test to the GED. You're welcome.
Other questions? I have a request to cut off debate. All in favor of cutting off debate, say aye.
Aye.
All in favor of this resolution, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution passes. Thank you, ma'am. 2017-02.
And Carl, if you permit me, can I give a tiny bit of background about what happened in committee regarding this resolution this morning?
By all means.
So, as you all know, yesterday morning, such a long day. Yesterday afternoon, I came up here and talked about documentation and reporting by the New York State Commission for the Blind. And then Brian got up and expressed that while we share many of the same aims in principle, I believe he may have wanted to suggest to me that more research ought to be done and we ought to have a real solid grasp on this issue. And in our deliberations this morning, we decided to make this year's focus all about access to intake information and correspondence, and perhaps understand all the moving parts a little bit better before we go forward and reach for reports. That doesn't mean that we won't be reaching for reports. It just means that we're going to take some time to become
prepared. If I hear you right, this is the beginning of a process.
Yeah, this is one step in a process.
Right.
So, here we go. This one is delightfully short. Whereas the New York State Commission for the Blind publishes a vocational rehabilitation services manual as a resource to consumers, commission staff, and other interested parties. And whereas this document specifies that a VR handbook and other intake materials, as well as subsequent correspondence, will be provided to consumers in their preferred accessible format. And whereas common formats that a person might prefer could include Braille, print, audio, and electronic access. And whereas intake materials and subsequent correspondence are pivotal tools that consumers can use to understand their rights and responsibilities in relation to vocational rehabilitation. And whereas reports around the state indicate that the provision of intake information and subsequent correspondence in consumers' preferred formats may not be uniformly proactive and consistent, therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York on this 19th day of November in the city of Albany that this organization offers its collective expertise in the provision of documents in accessible and usable formats, and that this organization urges the Commission to commit in a public, material, and timely way to ensuring consistency in the provision of intake information and subsequent correspondence to consumers in the accessible, usable format that each consumer prefers, and be it further resolved that this organization urged the Commission to incorporate into its intake process a meaningful discussion that helps each consumer identify usable, accessible formats from which to choose. Committee recommends due pass.
Okay, I have a motion to adopt.
Second.
I got a second. Discussion? Questions? This is going to be easy. I heard that. I was just giving you guys a chance to make sure nobody had any questions. I want to give it the chance. It was a short resolution. But hearing no questions, I will call for a vote. All in favor of this resolution, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you all.
Passes again. Thank you, Resolutions Committee. Thank you, Madam Chair of the Resolutions Committee.